In 2010, incumbent city councilmember Margie Teal easily defeated Jack Eaton. This summer, Eaton is hoping for a different result. Eaton says he thinks his name recognition is better than 2 years ago, and he believes he's done a better job campaigning as well. He says his same concerns on city priorities remain from 2 years ago. Eaton says the city needs to make budget decisions focused on basic services, including police and fire.
There are areas in the budget where we could take money and put it into public safety. It's like any tight budget. I'm not saying it's easy, but when you have a tight budget, you have to make hard choices, and you make those hard choices based on what your priorities are. And my priorities are public safety and public services before, you know, projects and all of the things that we seem to always have money to spend on.
Margie Teal has served on City Council since 2002 and believes despite the economic challenges, the city has done very well in the last 10 years. She says this includes her work to win a state grant to pay for the demolition of the empty Georgetown Mall, efforts to deal with the 4th Ward's stormwater issues, and saving the city's roadwork funds by holding off on the Stadium Bridges project until they received federal funds. Teal says she wants to keep the city moving forward.
I like what we're doing. I want to continue a lot of the great programs that we've started, continue to hire police and firefighters and to work on transit, on both the ATA transit and on bringing a world-class rail station to a site, not sure which site, but a site in Ann Arbor.
The 4th Ward Democratic primary winner will be unopposed in the November general election. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.